Hi, I'm Alexis Smirth. Today I have a partner from Colombia named Juan Pablo. He will be helping me explain the dangers and how we can fix waste management.
Colombia, solid waste generation is around 32,000 tons a day, equivalent to 11.3 million tons annually, with a growing rate of 4% to 8%, of which at least 50% are organics. This must change. Some causes of these problems are: as the population increases, by this time, the trash increases too. This increase of population is due to improvement of medicines. People died at elderly age because they survived poor viruses. And the increase of poverty because people need more child to be maintain of their future. When people become an elderly people, their child need to provide them houses, foods, etc. In Colombia, there are a bad management of management because of the lack of technology for the trash. So instead of recycling the most they might can, they only throw the trash into a landfill called Doña Juana.
There are plenty of consequences. For example, batteries that aren't reusable can contaminate 3,000 liters of water. This means that there is an effective species and might contribute to extinction of species. Not only this, the gases that are burnt from burnt trash produce contaminate the lungs of animals that live so close to the area. Ways we can help fix this is reduce the usage of plastic bags and bottles. We have to separate the recyclable trash and the non-recyclable residues. If we do this, Colombian species and we people wouldn't be affected because of the bad use of plastic in the trash rivers and all the problems that have been affecting to us along these 20 years at the topic of the affecting climate change. Because affecting the ozone cap, if we think of the solution to trash similar to Denmark or Sweden, in which they separate very successfully their residues, we could make an important change in Bogota, the city in this country in which most of the trash is thrown.
Well, Bishan, this situation is cause of the abuse of trash on it. The word is more often seen on LDC country, which means unless economic developed country. Because as they have more people that are in poverty, these countries need more resources, eventually like more food and waste for their necessities. Also, they have more residues, and the problem here is that the residues that people left are going to the sea, trees, and drastic way. It's also affecting us, well, but not only those LDC countries. For example, USA or Japan are countries that produce a lot of garbage and they aren't managing it very well. Now I'm going to tell you the causes. The situation is so critical that the International Energy Agency has forecast an increase in emission of 130% by the 2050. If we continue on that. As population have been increased towards the years, the residues increases. The most polluted countries are China, United States, and India, in that order. These countries are having problems with the trash because they have an enormous export market. So more carbon dioxide emissions are being transmitted on the air. And also the air quality is very bad.
Worldwide, more than 2.1 billion tons of waste are produced each year, enough to fill 822,000 Olympic-sized pools. This data is very uncomfortable because it is close to our future. We are going to be living on the trash if we don't stop this. Also, harmful greenhouse gases are created from decomposing waste. These rise to the atmosphere and trap heat. Well, apart from temperature, that has also a drastic effect to the level of participation in the air, from acid rain to severe hailstorms or global warming. Everything is fair game at present. With an abundance of disease-carrying pests, it becomes difficult to be vigilant about waste management facilities. So we have to reduce, recycle,